After becoming president, Donald Trump said he's going to find out what's been going on with the mystery drones and that he's going to tell the public.
I would like to find out what it is and tell the people.
And can you commit to some kind of...
In fact, I'd like to do that. Could we find out what that was, Susie? Okay. Yeah, why don't we find out immediately? I can't imagine it's an enemy or there would have been, you know, people would have gotten blown up all over. Maybe they were testing things. I don't know why they wouldn't have said what it was. They had a lot of them flying over Bedminster, which is interesting.
Map reveals latest New Jersey drone activity as Trump promises answers. The drones are obviously man-made and probably from some agency within the United States, but the true mystery that needs to be looked into is what's been going on with the mysterious orbs. As more people look for drones, unknown orbs are being spotted at the same time. Were the drones sent after the orbs? Are the orbs actually angels? Let's look at what these orbs are and the overwhelming evidence that they're actually an evil spiritual manifestation that's appearing more and more all around the world. Mysterious orbs have been showing themselves to people long before this drone situation. UFO orbs over Cambridge, England, this is from 10 years ago, revealed the mystery UFO orbs seen and filmed stalking homes across the globe. This is from December 10th, 2015. Mysterious orb in night sky. Can you identify flying object over Gloucester as second video emerges? The orbs that people are seeing are a spiritual manifestation, and we can know that they are evil because the Bible alludes to it. We can trust the Bible to be the absolute truth because it has fulfilled prophecy. Only through God could a prediction be given that comes true. About 27% of the Bible is prophecy, and not a single one has not come true that was predicted to happen. Here are some Bible verses that allude to the spiritual manifestation of orbs as being a form of evil. Satan is the prince of the power of the air. We battle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers, and spiritual wickedness in the heavenly places. End times prophecy says there will be signs in the heavens, and the powers of the heavens will be shaken. People will be in great fear of those things coming upon the earth. And for the people who believe these orbs are angels, we're told that Satan can masquerade as an angel of light. We'll get more into this angel theory and see how they're definitely not angels in just a little bit. Ex-CIA agent Andrew Bustamante mentioned on a podcast that he's had experiences when working with the CIA where they encountered orbs and they are a supernatural or paranormal phenomenon.
I saw things I have never seen before. I actually saw glowing orbs, like orbs of light, just round basketballs of light floating in the sky, floating at treetop level, floating at ground level. I'd never seen that before. I don't know what they were. I ran them against a satellite tracker. I ran them against an FAA airline tracker. We ran them against actual maps to see if we were close to any kind of military base or any kind of civilian air base. And there's no explanation, none that we had. We saw them appear. We saw them change direction. We saw them stay in one direction. We saw them stop moving. Just amazing, amazing things. And that was just one of the things we saw. I watched a man wear an EKG. And I actually saw parts of his brain transform as he was having experiences that he believed were tied to some kind of paranormal or pan-dimensional phenomenon. Like, I saw this stuff with my own eyes as part of this documentary effort.
For a long time, orbs have been associated with the occult, the evil side of spirituality, opposite of the true spirituality, which comes from believing the Bible and accepting Jesus as the truth and as Lord of your life. When searching online about what the orbs are and the history of these orbs, all that you come across is New Age spirituality and occult teachings. On LearnReligions.com, on the article titled "What Are Angel Orbs?", it says that the spirits inside of orbs usually have good intentions, but it's wise to be discerning around orbs, as with any type of paranormal or supernatural phenomenon, and to pray for guidance. BrainWiseMind.com has an article about what is a spiritual orb and how it connects you to the spiritual realm. Everything within these articles is connected to occult or New Age teachings. Those are really one in the same. And for years and years, people who go after paranormal experiences or work with the occult or people involved in different forms of witchcraft take pictures during their ceremonies or their experiences or their ghost hunting, and these orbs appear in the pictures. And ever since this has been going on, this has been known to be a spiritual manifestation. Definitely nothing that's good that's told to us in the Bible. If any of these orbs can be associated with the occult, then we can know that they are all evil. God and Satan do not operate in the same way. Jesus revealed this to us in the parallel passages of Luke 11:17, Mark 3:25, and Matthew 12:25. Every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation, and every city or house divided against itself will not stand. If Satan casts out Satan, he is divided against himself. How then will his kingdom stand? Evil spiritual wickedness entered the earth and deceived mankind, not necessarily just when sin entered the world, when Adam and Eve ate the forbidden fruit, but when the fallen angels who rebelled against God were kicked out of heaven and started interacting with humans. We know this supernatural interaction took place before and after the flood of Noah. Genesis 6 tells us about these fallen sons of God influencing humanity and corrupting them with interbreeding with them. The book of Enoch further describes the fallen angels teaching, corrupting, and deceiving mankind. I believe these evil forces at work are also what is manifesting through these orbs around the world, and they may actually have a strange connection to finding safety or solitude in the oceans around the world. In accounts from ancient Mesopotamian civilizations like the Akkadian Empire, they had similar stories of fallen demigod types of beings that were having an influence on people and teaching them higher knowledge that people weren't supposed to know. These beings were known as the Apkallu. This is very similar to the account of fallen angels interacting with humans told to us in the book of Genesis. The Apkallu were often referred to as being half human-like, which angels look like as well, and half bird, or half human-like and half fish. Do these entities find protection or their dwelling place in the oceans around the world? Is this why the demons that were cast out of the man and into the herd of pigs immediately ran down into the sea and drowned themselves? All of these references make it pretty interesting when we see how many different accounts around the world there are of people encountering these orbs that are entering and exiting the ocean.
Looks like an object flying very fast over the water, very close to the water.
Tonight, a different source entirely described this pretty extraordinary footage that exists of orbs, of an orb coming out of the ocean and being met by another orb.
It's also strange to consider that almost every declassified footage of an unidentified flying object that has been released by the military, in almost every single case, it's been recorded over the ocean. Ryan Graves mentioned this on the Joe Rogan podcast when speaking about the encounters he had while doing test flights for the Navy over the Atlantic Ocean.
And so how far offshore are you when this is all going down?
Our working areas start about 10 miles off the coast, and then it goes out, you know, 100 or 250 miles or so, though we don't usually use those far eastern areas. But we would only see them over the water. So they would really only be in our working areas, maybe slightly, you know, in between the working areas and land, but never over the land. Sometimes over the bays that are in the area that are quite large, but never just kind of zooming west over land or anything like that.
It's important to take note that not every orb sighting that takes place happens over the ocean or over a large body of water. Just like we saw with the orbs manifesting that the New Age people have encountered or summoned, these orbs have also shown up around Bigfoot sightings. Bigfoot also acts in the same way these orbs do, showing up and disappearing, and again, weirdly enough, has also been seen accompanied by these orbs on quite a few occasions.
And that's also the time when we began to find that there may be a lot more to the Bigfoot mystery and UFO phenomena than any of us had ever expected. And all these Bigfoot reports are coming in. We thought that we're dealing with an unknown animal. Well, our teams get out to some of these locations, and you see these large footprints, big stride between them. They go for quite a distance in some cases, and then they abruptly stop when there should have been more tracks. And there's no way under the conditions we found it could have been fabricated. And then it happened in the snow. And it continues to happen even more recent years. Okay? So that opened up our eyes like something very strange is going on here. Then it got even stranger. Then we're getting reports from the public. We're interviewing these people, and these people were shaken. They can't believe what they saw. People are telling us that they see this huge hair-covered creature. They're looking at it. It physically vanishes. And seconds later, reappears at another location not far away. Then we began to hear people saying, well, this thing looks solid. This thing would suddenly appear out of nowhere and disappear. In some cases, they move very fast across the road. But people were saying they appear to be floating or gliding above the roadway. They're also reporting strange footprints being found around the properties, UFOs, and these very small little spheres of light low to the ground, very close to their homes and near the bushes. That really caught my attention because it was very unusual, and that was very, very intriguing. So then the next year, we had this massive outbreak with UFOs and Bigfoot, and that's when we began to come across these amazing cases with UFOs and Bigfoot seen together at the same time and place. There was one case, for example, north of Pittsburgh during 73. Witnesses see this 7-foot, 8-foot tall Bigfoot with white hair. It's running across the road, but in one of its hands is carrying a small ball of light. And a short time later, this object comes across the sky and projects a beam of light down into the woods where the creature ran into.
To me, this proves that the orbs, UFOs, Bigfoot, and all the paranormal encounters that people have are connected back to these fallen entities that interacted with mankind, told to us in the Bible and the other ancient texts, and they're once again breaking into our reality what appears to be more and more. On the Paranormal Experience podcast, they interviewed 2 indigenous tribe members from the Brazilian Amazon. An amazing thing happened when they showed them a picture of an alien gray. They actually knew what this thing was, and they claimed they knew where it lived, and it wasn't from space, once again showing us that there's something deeper going on here than beings from another planet.
E alienígena não tem.
Como?
Alienígena.
Alienígena? O que
é? Nunca, essa palavra você nunca ouviu falar? Alienígena.
Alienígena, não. Isso chama-se Mayushibu.
Isso aqui?
Sim.
Mancunawabu.
Mancunawabu.
Sério?
Mancunawabu. Mancunawabu é um que mora debaixo da terra.
É, eu falei, esse aí?
Que se virou formiga hoje, que nós chamamos Una, que é uma formiga grande, chama-se Mancunawabu.
Que essa formiga também é muito perigosa, né, Boina? Se as pessoas ficam mexendo com ela demais, ela leva o espírito da pessoa para debaixo da terra também. Para voltar tem que ser um pajé bem bom.
São seres que podem aparecer em luz divina, com a luz do Nishipan. São seres que vocês, a gente pode ter o contato, que moram debaixo da terra.
These things have been here for a long time. And since we know a house divided cannot stand, since they are known to do evil, we can confirm that these are spiritual forces on the side of evil, and they are continuing to deceive and be against humans, just like we were told about in the Bible and the ancient texts. This brings us to the question, are these orbs actually angels? Many people, Christians included, are claiming that these manifestations are actually angels and not some malevolent force. The most popular claim being made is that these orbs are actually the Ophanim angels that are wheels within wheels with eyes all over them that Ezekiel encountered in his vision. I'll briefly cover this because I've touched on it in recent videos, but the Ophanim angels are always associated with the throne of God. Ezekiel, Daniel, and John the writer of the Book of Revelation, are the only documented encounters of people seeing Ophanim that were told about all throughout human history. Again, it's always associated with also witnessing Jesus on his throne, and always fills the person with an overwhelming sense of awe, fear, and oftentimes they will fall to the ground until God tells them everything is okay and they can stand to their feet. We can be sure that people are not having mass encounters of an Ophanim angelic being. I'll briefly show this clip from a past video of a woman who claims she encountered one of these orbs and said it was an Ophanim. We'll see her try to connect these supposed Ophanim to the Anunnaki and other spiritual forces that are not from God, once again showing that a house divided cannot stand, and if these things have been associated with evil even once, then we can know that the house that they are associated with is Satan's and not God's.
And what I was looking at looked like a fiery ball in continuous movement. And that's when all I could think of was the description of the angels, of the throne angels, the seraphim and the cherubim from Ezekiel. For the first time, I understood his words because I was living it. It's bringing me ever more to the conclusion that the Anunnaki and the angels, they are connected, as I believed. I mean, I always suspected that the angels were the army of God, and so they had to be like the army force of the Anunnaki.
The Bible tells us that a great deception is coming upon the earth and that people will believe the lie. Again, we also know that Satan can masquerade and show himself to be an angel of light. Galatians 1:8 gives us a very interesting warning that even if an angel comes to you and preaches a different gospel than the true one found in the Bible, then don't believe it. This informs us that the possibility exists of people having angel encounters, believing they are angels from God, but they're actually fallen agents of deception, leading people away from the truth of the Bible. But even if we, or an angel from heaven, preach any other gospel to you than what we have preached to you, let him be accursed. We know that evil spiritual forces have been at work in the ancient times, and it appears that they never left, and that they're actually coming into our reality more and more, which again fits in well with the prophecies about the spiritual deceptions and supernatural spiritual evil forces coming upon the earth in the last days. And as more people look to the skies, the heavenly places, to try to witness these drones, they're starting to notice that these orbs have been there all along. In this video, we see a pretty amazing thing happen. There's clearly an orb floating in the sky, and then this drone appears and starts to investigate it. You can tell it's a man-made drone by the lights flickering. That's actually a requirement of every drone to have that, as the orbs don't have that. That's one way you can tell the difference between the drones and the orbs. And we'll actually see this drone go into the orb, or pulled into it, and it disables it and it falls to the ground. In the book of Revelation, we're told in chapter 9, verse 14, that fallen angels will be released from the Euphrates River and they will cause havoc upon humanity, killing a third of them. This, accompanied with the all power signs and lying wonders and all of the other supernatural spiritual deceptions and satanic miracles that will be accompanied with the Antichrist, the false prophet, and their false kingdom coming upon the earth, is something to heed and to always keep in mind, knowing that there will be a day where very clear supernatural events are taking place. And just because it's supernatural and unexplainable does not mean that it's an angel or anything to do from God. While those things are possible, evil supernatural miracles are said to happen as well, so be on alert for both. All of the evidence of these orbs and the history of them manifesting ties them to the occult, since we know that God and Satan don't ever work within each other's house, then we can attribute that all of these are associated with the house of Satan. This all proves that there is a spiritual war going on all around us, and it's manifesting more and more into our physical reality. This all points to the Bible being the truth, and everything in the Bible tells us that accepting Jesus Christ is the only way to find true spiritual enlightenment and fulfillment while here on this earth. Accepting Jesus and his death and resurrection for our sins is the only way to get to heaven and be in true harmony with God after we pass from this life to the life that comes after death. I used to be deceived and led astray by witnessing these orbs in the sky in my past. That all stopped when I accepted Jesus Christ as the only truth and made him the Lord of my life, choosing to live for his undivided house and undivided kingdom. I promise you that Jesus is the truth. Accept him and find the true meaning of life and your purpose for being here.